Yeah, I like the way that I can talk about something very deep and then lose my mind to become a 12-year-old in the span of about 5 seconds, or I'll be in some deep thought and then you'll play a drop and all of a sudden I go into Beavis. It's like, oh my gosh. All right, man. Well, have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.
Welcome to In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on this special Christmas show here on the eve of Christmas Eve. We're going to take a break from the yuck politics, the election, and the corona hoax because I'm fed up with it. And I'm ready for Christmas. I've already shut down. I'm already doing family stuff and planning on having a good day, a good couple of days tomorrow and Friday, to celebrate Christmas, very important celebration in our Christian European civilization, the birth of Christ, the Savior of all mankind. So I hope this is going to be a good show for you. I hope it's a little something different. I haven't listened to politics hardly all day, maybe just a little bit. I listened to Patrick's show, and maybe this will be a little different for you. At any rate, we are on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash that donate button. Send some money. Get the station through the end of the year and into next year so that we can keep this free speech going, because it is very necessary. Also, go to our chat room that Mer Bailey set up, inplainsight.chitango.com. That's site spelled S-I-T-E. And give us a comment. Let me know what you think. We are taking calls tonight. This is not exactly open line Wednesday. Let's keep it Christmassy. Maybe you want to share your favorite Christmas movie or your version of The Christmas Carol. My favorite version is the 1984 BBC production starring George C. Scott of Christmas Carol. It follows the novel to a T, the dialogue does, and I think it's probably the best done movie of all of them, and I've seen quite a bit of them too. So yeah, give me a shout, see what you think. 512-248-8252. I'm going to be talking about The Christmas Story tonight and some details therein. The main lesson of Christmas is that Jesus Christ, Son of God, came to be born of the Virgin Mary, and he was born for the purpose of sacrificing his life for the sinners of the world, of all mankind. We are all sinners. Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and Jesus Christ paid that sin debt, and that was the purpose of him coming on this earth, and that's what we celebrate. All of the family gatherings and the holly and the ivy and the Christmas trees, those are all fun. But don't want to lose sight of the real reason for this celebration. So I'm going to get right into it. And I've got bumpers set up, thanks to Mike, our tireless engineer. who always accommodates the hosts. It's a great guy. Shout out to Mike. Merry Christmas, Mike. And Happy New Year, guy. So he set me up some bumper music of some of my favorite Christmas music of all time. Hope you enjoy it. Hope it's a little something different. I want to start with Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Everyone's familiar with this one, but I'm going to break it down a little bit and explain some of the things therein. Luke 2, 1, it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinius was governing Syria. So in that first verse, what we have in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke in the first two chapters of each are historical markers, real historical figures that we can sort of pinpoint the birth of Christ, the Savior. The census of Caesar Augustus. This was Caesar Gaius Augustus, born on 23rd September 63 BC. He ruled the first Roman Empire. He ruled as the first Roman Emperor from 16th January 27 BC until 19 August of AD 14. He replaced the Roman Republic with an authoritarian rule. And this was according to the deeds of the divine Augustus. So he conducted an empire-wide census every 14 years in order to properly tax his citizens, because the Roman Empire, much like the American Empire, relied on taxes of its subjects. This census, it said, was issued first in 8 BC. So now we've got a little bit of a pinpoint, and it took several years to conduct the census. You got to figure everybody's traveling by camel or donkey or whatever their means of transportation was, and they had to go back to the original city of their birth and register to pay taxes to the Roman Empire. So 8 BC is the first date. Now there's two other figures that we're going to cover. Quirinius, and it's spelled two different ways depending on what translation you have. It could be spelled C-Y-R-E-N-I-U-S, or it could be spelled with a Q. But it is pronounced Quirinius properly. And it says in verse 2 of that Luke 2 chapter that he was ruling Syria. And the Dr. Luke here uses the word hegemon, and that word means ruler. It does not mean the official title of governor as a political office. So what we do look in history, and we see that between 6 BC and the year 0, that Quirinius was a Roman general. He was a military commander, and he was assigned to subdue the rebellions in the Syrian and Galatian territories. And this is according to the expansion of the Roman Empire under Augustus by Urich S. Gruen. So during this time, Quirinius governed Syria as a military commander in between 6 and 3 BC. Now later on, in AD 6, he would hold the official title of governor. That's when he was officially coronated. So we don't want to confuse those dates. So again, we're pinpointing the birth of Christ, and we have, first of all, we have the census of Caesar Augustus, started in 8 BC. We have the time when Quirinius first began to govern Syria, and that started between 6 and 5 BC and went through to 3 BC. So there's a third figure that is mentioned in the book of Matthew, and we'll get to that eventually, but that's Herod the Great. They call him the Great because he modified the Temple of Solomon, which was rebuilt after the Babylonian captivity. The original Temple of Solomon was destroyed when the Babylonians took Israel, the southern kingdom of Judah. And so Herod actually could be called the Terrible because he was absolutely horrible, horrible man, horrible king. He was actually not an Israelite. He was an Edomite from the line of, you have Jacob and Esau. He was from the line of Esau. And so you had a foreigner here ruling Israel at this time. Very horrible person. And this is the same Herod that, if you're familiar, in Matthew chapter 2, ordered the slaughter of the innocents. He knew that there was a ruler that was coming to take the throne of Israel, and this would be the Messiah. And he sought to kill this person in his infancy. So he ordered the killing of children, male children, 2 years old and under, in and around the territory of Bethlehem, where the Messiah was born. So this Herod actually died in between March and April of 4 BC. And this is well-established history recorded by the historian Josephus. And there was actually a lunar eclipse when he died. So this is how they know the exact date. So this means that Christ was born sometime before March, April of 4 BC. So what month? And that's something that no one's ever been able to figure out. And we can get into it in a little more detail. But just to give you a brief overview before we get further in, as you know, Jesus Christ was the cousin of John the Baptist. And if you go to Luke chapter 1, you find that John the Baptist, his father Zechariah, was a priest. And this priest served in a certain order. There were 24 families that served in the temple throughout the year. That means they served twice a year. You got 24 families and 12 months in the year. So we know also from the reading of Luke 1 that Jesus was conceived in the sixth month of when John the Baptist was in the womb. His mother was Elizabeth. And Mary came to visit Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant. John the Baptist in the womb leapt at being filled with the Holy Ghost upon hearing the announcement of the birth of the Messiah. So what we can ascertain from this is that Jesus was conceived in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy with John the Baptist. And not to get too nerdy here and too detailistic, but if you do the research, there are only two possible times when Jesus could be born. That would be in the fall of 5 BC or in the spring of 4 BC. And that would put it just about right, because Herod died late in the spring of 4 BC. And we know that Herod was alive when Jesus was born, because the Magi, the kings from the east, came to worship the Messiah. They were actually from Persia, not from China, not that far east. East of Jerusalem would be Persia. And so this gives us a little bit of a pinpoint and a historical reference on the birth of the Messiah. So we're going to get a little more into this if you guys want to, and maybe into some more stuff. We do have a caller I saw pop up on my screen. Let me see what we got here. Dave from Michigan. Dave, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. What do you have for me,
hey,
sir?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Jeremy. Thank you. I invited you to the National Dash Assembly, you and your listeners, and I just wanted to reiterate that again, national-assembly.net. I heard a couple of a priest and a New York cab driver died and went to heaven, and they're standing at the pearly gates, you know, waiting for St. Peter to let them in. And so St. Peter comes and he calls the priest, and the priest goes up and he says, yeah, I've been a loyal servant of the Lord for 40 years. I've been preaching the gospel, and what do you got in store for me, you know? And St. Peter says, you see that shack down there at the bottom of the hill? He says, yeah. He says, that's where you're going to spend eternity. He says, what? He says, I've been a faithful servant of the Lord for 40 years preaching the gospel. And St. Peter says, look, I don't make the rules, the boss does, but that's your, that's what you got. And so he walks away, and he calls the cab driver, and the cabbie comes up, and he says, oh, I'm so thankful to be here. Thank you so much. And St. Peter says, yes, sir, you see that mansion up on the hill? He says, yes, sir. He says, that's where you're going to spend eternity. And he breaks down. He's crying in tears, and And the priest said, he hears and he comes up. He says, "What? What are you talking about? You're putting him in that mansion. You're shafting me." He says, "What is going on?" He says, "Well, all I can tell you, sir, is that you preach for 40 years and you put everyone to sleep. And when people with that cabby, all they did was pray."
I had a Russian cab driver in St. Louis. And I have a little vacation spot that I go in St. Louis, the city hotel by the hockey rink where the Blues play hockey. And then I take a cab to the Oyster Bar and then down to McGurk's Irish Pub. And this, I got a Russian cab driver and I always use him. And this dude, man, he's got to be 60, stout as a bull, like thick Russian accent. And I swear he's ex-KGB. And, you know, the guy was very intimidated. I'm not easily intimidated. And I was not intimidated by him, but this guy was intimidating, if you know what I mean. Like, he just had that aura. And I thought to myself, you know what? If we get mugged, like, this guy's totally got my back. Like, he could probably take out three.
That's awesome.
Yeah, cab drivers can make you nervous.
Oh, yeah.
This is the point of the joke.
Okay, so back to the Jesus birth. I got a good friend in Colorado. He is a sheep herder, okay? He's a shepherd. And he said there's only 2 months that Christ could have been born in March and April. And he said because the only time the shepherds are in the fields is when the sheep are lambing. And they're out there with the dogs, and they're keeping those lambs safe from the predators because the predators smell the blood, and they're coming, and they're hungry. And so Christ was born in March or April. In that region of the year, that's when the sheep are lambing.
That makes sense. Like I said, no one knows for sure, but because when the temple was destroyed in 70 AD, all the records were gone. So, you know, there were 24 priestly families that served in the temple. And that means, if Jesus was conceived in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy with John the Baptist, because her husband was a priest, then it narrows it down to either the fall of BC 5 or the spring of 4 BC. And Herod died in late spring 4 BC. So that would fit. That would totally fit.
Yeah. Definitely the spring.
And, you know, it's cool that we celebrate it in the winter. I think that was more of a Roman thing because, you know, when Rome's converted to Christianity right about 300 AD, they had the celebration of Sol Invictus, which in Latin means the invincible sun. And they celebrated with lights and gifts and things of that nature. And I think that the Roman Catholic Church just replaced that celebration with Christmas in December.
They did.
In the solstice.
That's exactly right.
But
Show, Jeremy. I do appreciate you. We need really intelligent folks like you and guys with passion and an understanding. And you know that, we the people are the government. I ask people all the time, are you happy with the government? And most of them say no. And I say, do you know the first three words of the Constitution? Sure, we the people. I say, look in the mirror.
Yep. And that,
I'm happy with that, the government, look in the mirror.
That Declaration of Independence says that when the government becomes tyrannical and does not represent the people, that it should be replaced. I didn't say it.
Absolutely.
I'm not Fed posting. Declaration said it.
That's right. I love it. What? So National-Assembly, we will have a call tomorrow. It will be unofficial. We have a National Assembly conference call every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's more like an after call tomorrow. It won't be moderated, but there will be folks on there. And if you can join us, you can get the number from the website, or I can give it out right now. Take your pick.
I'll get it from the website. Let me announce it on the other side of the break. And I've got that website here, Doug, because we've got the break coming up. I appreciate the call, Dave. Merry Christmas, sir.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back to In Plain Sight Merry Christmas edition with the my favorite Christmas music is bumpers. Thanks, Mike. And what Dave was referring to on national-assembly.net, you want to pull that website up. It's a great way to be politically active. You can join the conference call every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And for our European audience, I'm not sure what times those are. You'll have to figure it out. But the first hour is assembly business, and the second hour is general discussion. The call-in number is 1-712-770-4160. Participant access code is 226823#. And then there is a backup number that's 716-293-9720. And then when prompted, you can enter the 712-770-4160 number and then the 226823 pound access code. Thank you, Dave, for your activism. We have a lot of good people out there, a lot of good callers. And carrying on with the Christmas story, we're in Luke chapter 2, and we cover the first two verses and the fact that there are three historical figures that help us date the birth of the Messiah, and that would be the Caesar Augustus and the census that he issued in 8 BC, Quirinius governing Syria as a military commander, and that would have been between 6 and 3 BC. And then the nail in the coffin is Herod the Great, who I call Herod the Terrible, who killed the innocent children in Bethlehem. And he died in the late spring of 4 BC. And so this gives us a historical pinpoint. And then verse 4 says, Joseph went up from Galilee to the city of Nazareth, into Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. We'll get into this a little bit more, but basically Matthew follows the lineage of Joseph, being the male, and traces him back to King David. And Luke traces the lineage of Mary. Of course, Mary, the virgin that gave birth to Christ, he did not have human blood. He was sinless. And he and Mary also traces back to the lineage of David. So when you see these two different lineages, this is not a contradiction. One is tracing Joseph, that would be Matthew, and one is tracing Mary, that would be Luke. And we're going to get on into this discussion a little bit more. I've got a call from a very trusted friend and guest on RBN, William from Montana. Merry Christmas, William. Welcome to the show.
Merry Christmas, Jeremy. Today I got up and I said, no computer, no news, just go out and follow my nose. And I wandered around in this valley that I live in, and I just took in just the beauty around me. And it was amazing. No radio, no cell phone. I had my cell phone in a can. And I just wandered down one road and turned up another, just sort of following, you know, where I wanted to go, where I needed to go. And I'll tell you, the experience was enriching. And I kept on thinking of this verse, you know, that, you know, I guess I remembered from, you know, singing in a choir when I was a teenager a long, long time ago. And it said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And I was just bathed in this peace and goodwill, which is always out there. And I took that to heart, and I became very thankful and said, as we go two more days, you know, until we arrive at Christmas Day, I want to have that spirit in my heart. And the only way I can do that is I'm going to take a recess from the news and the recess from just all of this fear porn that just beats you down. And I'm going to just look around and just see the miracle that I'm blessed with every day. And that's going to be my Christmas gift to me. And
hold that thought. Hold that thought, William. Yep. We got music. And we'll pick that up on the other side. I'm enjoying it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Man. Welcome back to the Christmas edition of In Plain Sight. Talking to William from Montana, and William, I was getting lost in your story there, just thinking about rolling through the woods without a care in the world. Go ahead and continue on.
Yeah, we have this very difficult task that we've assigned to ourselves that's necessary. And that is, we need to try to kind of rightly divide the word of truth, get to the bottom of things. And that really draws us into steady diet of all of this news. And the way we get most of our news is from these very strange things that we carry around in our pockets all the time. I'm 75, and I just got my first cell phone in June. And I did it because my family said, hey, you're getting up there in years. You really need, if you're going to wander around in the wilds of Montana, you really need to have this on your person. So I said, yes, I'll do that. But it's been very strange how it has taken over. I mean, people can reach you anytime. And if you're nice, I mean, you want to respond to parents and you want to respond to children. But it's amazing how it takes over your consciousness. And today when I went out, I was driving down in the country, which means that I just have to drive out my driveway and I'm in the country. But I went a little bit farther, about 3 or 4 miles farther down into the fields, and I decided to follow this stream. I said, wherever the stream goes, I'm going to try to find a road that goes alongside it. And I did that for about 3 or 4 miles, and I was basically, didn't take long before I was brought to tears at how this miracle that we live next to and often don't look at, how it's always there. It's just, you know, like millimeters away from our life. And I can tell you just 1-2 hours of that was so renewing. And as I go into Christmas, I want to make sure that I do that more often. Because I'm a junkie when it comes to, I don't spend a lot of time on a cell phone, but I do spend a lot of time on the computer trying to dig and understand what's happening. And I've just told myself, just like if you don't spend some time in prayer every day, you can get lost pretty quick. And so in this Christmas season, you know, I was very thankful. I felt like I was given a gift. To remember that that's something is always right next to us, and we need to remember to take advantage of it. So I want to wish you Merry Christmas and a good year in the coming year, and it will be a good year no matter what happens, because that's what we can do when we engage our spirit. And I want to thank you very much for what you've done this year on RBN with your show. I think it has a great amount of honesty and directness, and I'm very thankful for you. So thank you a lot, Jeremy. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, William, and Merry Christmas. I'm thankful for you, too, your wisdom and your calls. We couldn't get along without you. I know you've called into a lot of shows. I want to share a Christmas story. And then we've got Patrick on the phone. There's a family very near to me here in this small town of Kentucky, and they're living in poverty. 6 kids. They had 7 kids, and the 8-year-old little girl had a seizure in March, the first week of March, in the bathtub, and she drowned. So this was right about the time that my little dog died, and I know that's not a comparison to a pet dying and a child dying. There's no comparison there. But it just, right after that, the lockdowns hit. And it just seemed like it was just one thing after another this year. And this beautiful family who I cherish lost this beautiful little girl. And the Lord took her on to heaven at 8 years old. And the mother was devastated. All the family were. But men tend to truck on through these things. They tend to soldier on. But the mother was just devastated. And we spent all year comforting her. And then her father died. He was an elderly man in St. Louis. And, you know, my dad makes really good money for the area. He makes about 3 times more than it takes to live. He's not rich, but he picks a family every year to bless and to at Christmas time. And we had this family over to my dad's house and bought all the children gifts and had a big feast. And it was enough food for like 4 families, and we just had one. And it was such a blessing to just see the look of glee and joy on these children as they opened many, many presents that they never would have gotten otherwise. So I don't say this to brag, but I just say this to say that you know, during this time of year, and we should do it all through the year. We should open up and bless other people if we have the financial means. And it was a really blessing to me to see this family have a great Christmas this year. And as they deal with the loss of a little girl and of a grandparent, I want to move on to Patrick, the Caped Crusader, has taken a break from crime fighting in the underground caverns of the Burbank Studios to join my Christmas program. Patrick, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. That's a very poignant story you had to tell.
And Merry Christmas to you. And do you have a Christmas story for us?
I didn't call in with a Christmas story, but, you know, we're in these very precarious times. And, well, I can't place myself back 2,020 years to the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm sure there's a lot going on back then. There's a lot going on right now. And in the, the most powerful country in terms of being able to blow up stuff that the world's ever known, you are having a complete meltdown of the political order, and we're going into very uncharted waters. It's very precarious. And we have people here at RBN and our callers and others who recognize what's going on, and yet our fake friends in the government, people who are supposed to be representing us, are just selling out one by one by one, not standing up, sitting on their hands, whistling Dixie, except that's racist, so they don't whistle Dixie anymore. And, but it's not over. These are trying times. Mike Pence, he should be taking some action. Mitch McConnell, all these people, they should be taking action, and they haven't been. And it's up to us. It's up to us. So is that a Christmas story? It's going to be Christmas in 2 days. Well,
Patrick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Something just happened. Yeah, something just happened in my house, and I'm not sure what. There was a big crash. I don't know. No, go ahead with your point. You were talking about disarray of our politicians.
We've been worried about our country and the future of our country for a long time, but the future has been kind of a remote future. And now we're talking about a couple of weeks or a month. You know, a month from now, less than 4 weeks, a month from now, we could have this, you know, it's not that Biden is the great Satan, but he wasn't elected. It's a big joke. He's this old man who barely knows where he is. Nobody cares about him. And then nobody likes the skank Kamala Harris. And you're getting our government, our society taken over by these forces. It's not as if they weren't to a large extent in control now, but the mask is coming off and all of these crazy measures locking us down, making us wear masks. Are they going to make us wear adult diapers now? What are they going to do? They can do anything arbitrary. They're doing all these arbitrary things, and you're getting, like, people have been so, you know, society has been so destabilized, and people have just been so freaked out. They have been so gaslit, whatever. They're just walking around like zombies. It's kind of a zombie apocalypse. It doesn't have to happen. We can still yank this thing back. And if what I'm saying is getting people blackpilled, then I shouldn't be saying it. because we need to believe in ourselves, and we can do this. But this is crunch time. This is it. This, you know, Christmas. Let's take Christmas to reflect on what's really, really important, and then we have a few weeks to take things back, or perhaps plunge off the precipice.
Well, I couldn't agree more. This little sabbatical that we're taking is just to regenerate ourselves, you know, to face what's coming in January. We need to be fully prepared for the fact that Trump may not win this, and that it is a long shot in the House of Representatives, even though it is a chance at that. And we need to steel our minds.
It's completely doable if the people who were supposedly our representatives would do their job. But the leaders of the state legislature refused. The governors refused. Mike Pence refused for now. Mitch McConnell. All these people.
And they may very well not do their job. So we got to ask, what are we going to do when they don't do their jobs? And go ahead and formulate a plan B to push through 2021. I don't know what that would be just yet, but I know it involves keep spreading the truth, you know, and keep doing our shows. So, I feel your pain.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead.
I'll tell you one. Yeah. So I play basketball. And the thing is, I'm really not very tall. And I'm not very fast. And I'm old. And I don't dribble well. And I don't shoot well. But you know something? People like having me on the team. You know why? Because I hustle. I do hustle. And I will play with people half my age, a quarter of my age, and I hustle. And I get there. And the thing is, you can't get a rebound or you can't put the ball back into bucket if you're not there. You have to be there. Now, on December 6th, we need to be there in Washington, D.C. If you can get to Washington, D.C., be there. Because
yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen. But
there's a big rally January 6th, right? January 6th is a big rally.
You look at other countries. So I keep bringing up the Soviet Union. You can bring up the Soviet Union. Things didn't necessarily work out well for a while. Eventually they did, and you got Putin came along and, you know, improved things. But they had a putsch. They, in 1991, in the summer of 1991, there was a group of people, the Vice President Yanayev and people around him, the defense minister and others, who tried to overthrow President Gorbachev. And the people came out, and the people stopped it. Now, unfortunately, a few weeks later, there was a counter coup basically by Yeltsin, and 10 years went down the drain. You eventually got Putin. But still, the people came out. The people surrounded the what they called the Russian White House, which was like the equivalent of their capital. We have to be out there. We have to surround that place. I'm not saying to raid it or to be violent, but we have to be there. When I hustle down the court, I don't know where the basketball is going to go. I don't know where the rebound is going to go, the right or the left. But if I'm not there, I don't have a chance. You have to be there.
And as we come out of the holiday season, that's a good strategy, is to get out there and show that we want to stand for this republic. Totally agree, Patrick. And
if you can't be in D.C., go on, you know, this weekend, the day after Christmas, or the next weekend, day after New Year's, go to your state capitol at least.
And we had a good call from Dave from Michigan. I don't know if you caught that, national-assembly.net. Good way to network and get people on the same page. Things like that are what we need to do. And I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, what I am saying is that when we do all of this, and if that does not work, we got to have a plan B, because when if this thing falls down around us, then we need to figure out how to soldier on with this. And part of that just might be states that say, you know, we're not going to play along. That might be the direction that we go. But what you're saying, totally true. While we have the ball in our court, let's dribble it. Let's drive. Let's drive to the goal.
And by doing that, even if we don't win that battle, it sets up things for what you're talking about, the plan B. We have to do these things now, and everything we're doing now, if it doesn't stop them from taking over the country, at least it sets the stage for us to take it back eventually.
We got Perry Como on the music guy, so I'm gonna finish this up. I appreciate the call, Patrick. Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year.
When you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. Cause
welcome
no
back
matter how far away you roam.
Welcome back to In Plain Sight, Christmas edition. Love that Perry Como. And I've got a few callers that hit, and guys, I'm sorry. I'm not going to have time to take everybody. I apologize for that. We'll have more calls next week. We'll try to do 3 days of call-ins before New Year's. We're just going to take the next one. Bachelor, welcome to the show and Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas. I'm sorry to call you and bother you, but just wanted to tell everybody I lost my parents back in 1989. I was 29 years old, and they died 60 hours apart at Thanksgiving in 1922 November. And you talked about your little dog. I just lost my 60-year-old cat. I'm by myself here, and her name was December. She came in December, and she died in December 1st. I had to have her put down. And so I'm by myself for Christmas, and most of the family, you know, they ignore you, but don't take your families for granted. Get back together. Always try to get in touch with your families. Because, you know, you may never know when it's going to last minute and it's going to happen.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know, just never, never forget. Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed. Not 1 second or 1 minute. And if you got a family, you're blessed.
Well, I appreciate that call, and that was very heartfelt. You're right. We got to ignore the COVID hoax and just go out and be with your families.
They're separated, and I'm by myself, but I'm going to stand. I'm standing tall, and I'm tougher than a hobnail boot, old Arkansas. Tougher than an Arkansas oak tree.
But that's pretty tough. Kentucky oak trees are tough. I've heard them myself, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, brother, and God bless you. And God bless you and all your family. And hope you have a good Christmas.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas. We got time for one last caller. We got Fred from Iowa. Fred, got just about a minute before the end of the show. Merry Christmas.
Jeremy, I'll have to talk fast, and it's not that I want to hog the conversation. Normally, I don't listen to Patrick Slattery, but I listened today, and I was very impressed by you. But I want to, when Abram, and then the Lord changed his name to Abraham, I want to read from Genesis 23, verse 18. And in thy seed shall all the nations, in thy seed all the nations of the earth is blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And what that means, all colors, all tribes, and so that means black people too. That means brown people. Now I want to go to Revelation and chapter 13. And I want to read three verses. The last verse in Revelation chapter 12. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant. That's the last people. The remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God. That's 10 of them. And have the testimony of Christ. Then I want to go to chapter 14 in Revelation, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God, the Ten Commandments, and the faith of Jesus. Now I'm going to go to Revelation 19 and verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Other words, the Ten Commandments, all ten of them, and the fourth one, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy.
I appreciate you calling earlier next time. Merry Christmas to all and Happy New Year.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.